Message number 191. Changes to be introduced in the church which will contradict the Word of God. Tuesday, September 13, 2011 at 15:15. My dearly beloved daughters, is I Jesus Christ who came in the flesh. My most holy word must now be heard by my sacred servants everywhere. All my followers must share these messages with my sacred servants of all Christian denominations. It is vital that they are encouraged to hear my word at this crucial time before they are torn asunder and split into two camps. The work of the deceiver has infiltrated my church on every level. Very soon now, slowly but surely, you will see holy masses being reduced. You will see the removal of special prayers and some of the sacraments such as confession begin to diminish. I call on my sacred servants now to listen to me and pray for discernment. It is I who calls you now so I can save your flock. It is I who wants to open your heart so you can plan for these end times which will herald a brand new beginning for the world. You will be asked to show allegiance to the false prophet very soon. See him for what he is and judge his works in order to see if they bear fruit. For the fruit that he and his slavish devotees will yield will be rotten to the core. One bite will destroy your allegiance to me. Two or more bites will drive such a wedge between you and my sacred heart that you will find it almost impossible to enter my Father's kingdom. Watch carefully now the changes you will see creeping in within your own ministry. Some of these adjustments will not seem to be a problem in the beginning. But as time moves on, certain changes will be forced upon you and you will be made to swallow lies. The lies will come from Satan and will be dressed in sheep's clothing. For those pure of heart, you will know instantly and will recognize the evil cunning in place which is being designed to destroy my church on earth from within its own corridors. My truth will cause gasps of indignity throughout the world when my priests will say, "Surely this prophecy is a lie?" The only lie that they will have to bear witness to will be the one they are forced to approve, which will be in direct opposition to my sacred scriptures given to mankind right from the start. Never allow yourselves to accept any other truth other than that contained in the Holy Bible. Many changes will be introduced which will contradict the word of my eternal Father. These changes, my sacred servants, won't be of divine origin, and you must reject these untruths if you want to remain loyal to me. Wake up. Stand up to those lies you will have to face. Never accept them. My eternal Father's word will never change. It can never be adjusted by mankind. Many of you will be so distraught that you will find yourselves isolated from your fellow sacred servants. Fear not, for there is only one side you can choose. That will be the side where I stand. There is no other side. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.